Welcome to the Ask Drone You podcast, where it's all about answering your drone questions today so you can fly better, safer, and even get paid tomorrow. And now, your hosts. One is a man of few hairs, and the other likes to be called Batman. Rob Burdick and Paul Lincoln.
Hey guys, welcome to another epic episode of Ask Drone You. Once again, I am here by myself taking care of this podcast just for you listeners. Make sure we're getting those questions answered, that we're not falling behind, and more importantly, so that we're doing what we love and enjoying that, which is flying, which is making sure the word gets out there about safe, ethical flight, professional pilots, and more so getting the best out of your footage. Call it the hacks, the tips, the tricks, whatever it is you want to know. We're also here to help you do what you love, and that's what it's all about. So let's get into today's question.
Hey, Rob. Hey, Batman. It's Kyle. I got a question on video editing. I was using Adobe Premiere, and the footage I get off the memory card and watch on the computer looks really crisp and clear. After I finish my video, it looks really grainy and almost like it lost quality. Is there a setting or something I'm not doing correctly?
Now, there are a lot of things that could be causing this problem for our friend Kyle. By the way, Kyle, I have to say, I love all the questions that you always throw in there. There are so many of them. And at this point, the amount of questions you're asking, I feel like indicates your level of success and also indicates the level of growth that you've had, because honestly, it seems like quite a bit. I heard just the other day you were flying your S900 and GH4 along the golf course and that you were just kind of enjoying life out there and enjoying what this service is really doing for you, which it seems like it's doing quite a bit. So that being said, there are a few things that could be going wrong with your video. And one of those things that's very important is what kind of camera and what kind of file are you taking that footage with? Now I say this because I have two different workflows whenever I'm working with specific cameras. For example, whenever I'm working with my GoPro, I don't use GoPro Importer. I normally copy the footage onto the computer's hard drive, utilize that hard drive to upload my footage into Final Cut Pro, or if I'm sending it to my editor, and then I'm sending it right into Dropbox. But if I'm flying the Sony camera, I have a very different way of importing and starting that workflow with that footage. I use a program called ClipWrap, and the whole point of this is that the AVCHD codec is such a bear on the computer to process. So I use ClipWrap to individually cut the files into a .mov format. And when I do that, what it does is makes it easier on the computer, and the file looks just a tiny bit better. Really, you can only see it if it's really a trained eye. But that could help you. Now, I really think the basis of your problem is actually your output file format. Now, when you set up your project file, you want to make sure that your settings are, you know, matching what your footage or what you're taking. So, for example, if you're shooting 4K at 30 frames, you want to make sure your project is set up at 4K 30 frames. If you downsize that footage and don't do so correctly, it will look more grainy. But the other thing is, if you're taking raw footage and then you process that out to, say, like an H.264 file, it's going to look a little bit worse, definitely. I mean, H.264 is what you see with YouTube. It's a pretty common video codec, but it can definitely downgrade your footage. Now, if you output to, say, like a ProRes file, so that would be H.222HQ or H.222 instead of H.264, you'll notice your footage will look much better. But the downside is that your files will be a much larger. So if you're uploading those to the internet, they will take a little bit more time, but the overall result will be phenomenal. Now, I'm more familiar with Final Cut Pro than I am Adobe Premiere. And I know that some of the biggest setbacks with the way that I was doing my footage was not only the noise that I would get if the codec wasn't set properly, but more importantly, the clipping that I would get if I didn't set up my frame rates properly. So make sure I know with Final Cut, you really have to be sure that when you start importing your footage, you set your project file settings first instead of starting your import settings. Now with Adobe Premiere Pro, I don't know if that's going to be an issue, but it's worth a look. It's worth a try. And then also, when you're done with your project, one of the other things that I see a lot of editors make mistakes on is they don't actually let each individual cut, blade, speed ramp, slow down, speed up, render individually before they do their final render and export of the video. This can cause many problems, and it's one of the problems that I've seen even with experienced editors. I can even tell when it happens. It's frankly ridiculous. But it's a simple problem, and that simple problem can definitely be solved in a simple manner. Now, I hope that solves your problem, Kyle. If it doesn't, give us a call. We'll get our video editor on the line, and we will make sure that we get this problem solved for you. But guys, one of the things I do want to tell you, if you're getting into video editing with Final Cut Pro, there really is a lot of information that goes into the way the Final Cut Pro works. And Final Cut Pro is a type of program that it works like a ladder. And you have to make sure that each rung on that ladder is secure and properly set before you move on to the next rung. And that's how I think of Final Cut Pro. If I don't let each individual section render out and do the exact changes that I want before moving on to the next thing, I do normally 4 or 5 at a time, it will not look right at the end. But I really think your problem, my friend, is in your output settings. So check that. Let me know how it goes. But guys, if you have a question, be sure to go to AskDroneU.com and ask that question. I'm still waiting for a funny voice. I've got plenty of Polar Pro filters to give away. So if you're flying an Inspire 1, if you're flying a Phantom 3 and you say, "Hey, Paul, I heard you're giving away Inspire 1 filters and Phantom 3 filters." Well, if you're still listening to this podcast, then you're an avid listener, and now it's your time to get paid back. So for the next question that gets chimed in and they say keyword Polar Pro, you have to literally start your question with keyword Polar Pro. I will send you filters, whether it's Inspire 1 or Phantom 3. You have to let me know, and I will get that to you, and you will have even better footage. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening in. I greatly appreciate it. I also appreciate you attending our webinars. This week's webinar, we're talking about aerial panos. I'm talking about panorama photos, or panoramic photos from the sky. We're going to talk about how to obtain them, the right settings for your GoPro. And we're also going to talk about how you do panos in post-production so they look perfect and flawless. Hopefully this will add value to your portfolio and also help you kind of experience a new wonder about aerial photography. Anyway, guys, that's going to do it for me today. Thank you again so much for listening to another episode of Ask Drone U.
Thanks for listening to the Ask Drone U podcast. Submit your questions at www.askdroneu.com.